Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 11 for the week of
November 27th, 2006. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How you doing, Big JD?
Not doing bad.
Your pains and ailments aren't affecting you too badly?
Yeah, they are, but I'm learning to live with it.
Learn to live with the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something I tell you today might be able to help you get rid of your pain.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Couple doobies.
There's the first edit of the show.
No,
oh,
dude.
The tips and tricks show and remedies, and you got anything for pain?
Percocets?
Natural remedy?
Natural remedies. Well, you know,
naturally, he does.
I think the world is full of natural remedies, be it plants or spices or herbs or whatever. I think everything we need that to get rid of what ails us is available to us without having to get drugs.
Well, a lot of the drug medications come from plant sources as well, and natural sources to begin with.
I think they're not all synthetic. I think the impetus for every single drug out there is something that's...
Who's impotent? Well, today's show is on tips, tricks, and remedies of sorts.
Sure.
Not necessarily the remedies, home remedies like for your gonorrhea or your home remedies like your...
The clap.
Yeah, not like your home remedy disease stuff and everything.
But you knew a guy that poured gasoline on him or something? Or you told me that?
Poured gasoline on him?
Yeah.
On himself?
He had crabs, so someone told him to pour gas on him.
No, I don't think that was me.
Okay.
No. And light it?
No, just wash it with gas.
Yeah, no, I don't recall that.
Ouch.
Could have been one of my buddies.
That's a home remedy if I ever heard one.
The show actually kind of came about.
Yeah, tell us what is the impetus of this show, speaking of being impotent.
The show came about because I was doing something. I wanted to change a channel on the TV, and the batteries didn't work. Obviously, quite low, almost dead. You know, you don't need much draw for a remote control for a TV, but something that my dad showed me about 8 million years ago, you just open the little thing up on the back of the remote control and move the batteries around a little bit, like roll them in their thing, you know, just to kind of shift the contact a little bit.
Right.
And they'll work again, and they've been working for weeks again, you know what I mean?
My dad,
it's just like this little tip and trick thing.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
My dad took that tip one step farther.
And?
Take the batteries right out.
Oh, and replace them.
And lick them. Lick each end. We used to lick our batteries at home.
Oh, yeah? Like just for fun? Or did they actually work better after?
Yeah. Well, they did work better after. I mean, in essence, we did the exact same thing you did, so that might have been enough to do it.
Well, I suppose the water might change the
contact.
The contact somehow.
My dad still does that. He called me up and said, okay.
Like you're talking double and triple A's, the round ones?
Double A's, yeah.
Yeah. I've put the 9 volts on my tongue before to test them.
That's
kind of neat.
You're giving away my...
Oh, I'm sorry.
How do you test a 9-volt battery?
While we're on the battery still,
Without a battery meter, you stick it on your tongue, and if you get a little...
And if it sticks there and you can't pull it off...
Ooh, then you got one of those...
That would suck. That's the big flashlight ones. Big square flashlight battery.
Oh, dry cell batteries.
Yeah. Put those against your sphincter. No, I'm just kidding. There, little edit there.
Well, that's a good test, though.
I made for myself.
And speaking of your sphincter, here's a home remedy that we were talking about today. Getting rid of your hiccups.
Oh, what do? Pinch your sphincter?
No, you stick something up there.
No, crazy.
My wife and I went to see The Pick of Destiny last night. We're in a theater, and she's hiccuping. Kind of loud, too.
The what? The Pick of Destiny?
The Pick of Destiny.
Who's in that?
That's Tenacious D.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really funny. Very profane. Don't bring your kids to see it. I did.
Is that the one with Jack Black?
Jack Black. And
oh, okay.
Kyle Gass, Tenacious D.
Yeah, no, I didn't realize it was the... I always see it on TV as Tenacious D. They don't ever seem to say the name of the movie, whatever you called it. Pick of Destiny.
The Pick of Destiny.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, she had the hiccups, and I had just read this. I'm trying to think where I read it. Oh, no, I heard it on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and Roll Geek Podcast. You got
right.
The hiccups? Stick something up your butt and... It's scientific. There's a scientific study that he read that they say this works.
Mm-hmm.
Put something up your butt and you'll completely get rid of your hiccups.
Then it could be anything?
Well, whatever you're comfortable with.
Oh, okay. Size-wise, you mean?
Yeah. Some people wear butt plugs, and some people get...
So if it doesn't work, you just keep putting stuff up there until it's like...
Honestly, I'm never going to try that. If I get the hiccups, I'm going to hold my breath before I ever...
And if whatever it is, you keep it in your ass, you'll never have hiccups again. So that's something to keep in mind.
Permacure.
So there's our battery tips, I guess. Yeah, so... And then something else I was thinking, I use one of those little USB lights for my laptop quite a bit, actually, because it's not that bright here around the desk, especially at night when, you know.
Is it whitish or is it bluish?
More whitish, I think.
Okay.
But sitting next to the computer here on my desk, because I haven't had a chance to bring it down to the car, is like a little visor light, a little clip-on visor bullet type light for in your car. You just clip it on the visor. It's like a, it's a little map light or something. You just turn the end of it and it just comes on. And you just turn it back off. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, what an inexpensive little laptop light. That thing will clip on the top of my laptop lid when it's open or on anything practically that's around the desk here. Mm-hmm. It was like one or two for a buck at the Dollarama store. Sweet. Whereas the USB ones are a minimum of like $20 probably. So that was kind of neat, like a little... fix it for a little light right around your workstation instead of putting on a big light or something. Or
and when they're done, they're done. You don't replace the batteries in those
things. You can open up and they have little
flashlight
watch batteries. But of course those are a fortune. They're unless more, you go to the Dollarama,
they're more money.
Yeah, you can get big packages of them at the dollar stores, but of course they don't last very long.
No, they last as long as the thing that you buy that like the light.
Well, they last about as long as it takes to get them out of the package, I think. A lot of them. You have to go through them all to find one that works in the package.
Exposed to air. I'm done.
I've had that happen.
Teach you to stay out of the dollar store.
Nothing could keep me out of there.
How about Walmart? Are you big in going to Walmart?
Yeah, Walmart's cool. I like Walmart. You like Walmart?
I don't like Walmart.
No. Why not? There's a whole show right there. Walmart. Like, I think a lot of people have a personal preference over like a Walmart and Zellers and Sears and that kind of thing.
Sure.
That would be a cool show. And especially to do some interviewing because some people really feel strongly about where they shop. And for groceries.
It's the reason that people can't call into this show or we're not bugging people to please call in or whatever is because we're doing this show on the day after we normally take
the
show.
Yeah, I did put on the site, though, that they could get a hold of us during this recording time, like at 4 p.m., which didn't matter either.
Right.
But another obligation yesterday, but...
And how'd that go? Cool?
Yeah, it went great. It was fantastic. It was awesome.
More experience for you.
More experience for me, sure.
I think that has to make you a better clown.
Corporate party.
There's nights when I try to go to sleep, but I can't get to sleep.
Yeah, what do? You take pills?
I can't take pills because then I become dependent on them.
Mm.
Even though my mother...
What about Red Smarties? They're kind of like pills. Did you ever pretend Red Smarties were pills when you were a kid or anything?
I'd have to think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what do you do when you can't sleep?
Well, I tried listening. You know what my kids do? They listen to Alice Cooper every night before they go to sleep. We put him to bed at 10, and that's when his show starts on the local classic rock station.
Okay, right. Yeah.
And that's what they listen to. Whereas I can't listen to music like that. What I like to do is listen to some nice talk radio.
Mm.
You hear someone talk, and it's like someone in the background. But I don't have to do that if my wife stays up and she watches TV in the other room. Like if I'm on days and she's watching something until after I want to go to bed. If I hear something going on. What about you?
As a sleep aid, I listen to the radio every night, actually. And it's usually talk radio, yeah. Usually they're podcasts I listen to. They're already pre-recorded just because I listen to them in my iPod or on my iPod. They're in my iPod, and I listen to them on my iPod, in headphones, in bed.
Every night?
Every night, yeah. Every night I do that. My wife's sleeping, and so I don't have it on actually playing over a radio or anything. And you know, one of my shows in particular will... play through the night, but I just listen to the podcast the next night.
So do you fall asleep with headphones in your ears?
Yes, I do.
Doesn't rip them out or pull them or damage them? Or
very rarely it's problematic, but no, usually you fall asleep for a while and then you kind of wake up and realize it's still on or the thing's in your ear, so I'll pull it out. And I have a right next to my bed is an open dresser drawer all the time.
That's where you keep your gun?
And no, that's where I keep my iPod. And okay. There's a knife in there, but the iPod's in there and the headphones come out from there. And I just put one bud in my left ear, sleep on my right side.
Oh, okay.
I have to anyway because of my arm, so I don't have a choice. So that's what I do. Sometimes if I really, I'm going to listen to something stereo like music or something, I'll put both in and fall asleep on my back. Eventually I'll kind of wake up or feel the thing tug on me and I'll just pull it out. Or sometimes I wake up in the morning and both headphones are under me and the little ear pad foamy things are like gone. So I eventually, I just took those out. Don't use them anymore. But
the reason I ask is because my son, the last couple nights he's been listening to the Tenacious D CD. So he's been using that for headphones. Whereas normally he would just listen to his radio. And I wake up, I go to bed and I look at him. He's all tangled up. He's got like headphone cable underneath one ear. And
well, where does the cable go to? A clock, some kind of clock radio?
No, I'm thinking it's like a little portable.
And he has that in bed with him?
In bed with him, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, mine goes over to the dresser, so I can't really get tangled. If anything, it's just going to, it'll pull out of my ear before anything.
Okay. Set a timer on your stereo and or lights. Oh, so you can have something else come on while you're getting up. So instead of just having your alarm get up, if that doesn't wake you up enough, plug in a light timer to a lamp or some other light source.
That can be handy because just your alarm goes off. You either shut it off or you just fall back asleep. I've had my alarm go off and music's playing and I fall back asleep for half an hour. Oh, it's happened.
Easy.
So, I mean, if the lights come on, it might be a little helpful to actually wake you up.
Yes.
How about a little helpful hint to get rid of a headache?
I had one last
night. A lot of people are apt not to try this just because it sounds goofy or anything, but you get in the shower with hot water beating down on you. Even sit down in the shower and let that water beam on your head. It feels good. It'll go away. That's what I find.
I'd have to agree with you.
I don't know if you tried it, though. Have you ever tried it? No.
Yes, I have. I have a hot tub, too, so
go in the hot tub. Relax you, sure.
But the actual water on your head.
Water on the head, yeah. And you can have it hitting at the back of your head or the side of your head or wherever the pain is or right on the front or your face or something. And
I have a shower head that like is one of those water pick shower massage deals.
So you turn it and it changes.
That's how the water comes out of it.
Like a machine gun.
Yeah. That's first thing I do. Every morning when I take a shower, just put it on that machine gun setting and just sit, let it hit the back of my neck.
I wouldn't want to go to work after sitting in there for a little while.
I didn't want to go to work before I went in the shower, Jeff. I didn't want to go to work after I got the shower.
And he didn't today.
Today I didn't go to work.
He was ill.
Because I had a headache.
Yeah.
What about ketchup and warm water, Jeff? Have you ever heard of it being the same as shampoo? That's so funny.
That's got nothing to do with anything. No, it's when the ketchup's empty. What do you do?
When the ketchup's empty.
What do you do when there's hardly any ketchup in there and it doesn't come out on your burger and you don't have another full one? You put a little bit of warm water in there, shake it up. And then you have your ketchup come back out.
Same as shampoo. What is that?
Well, shampoo. If your shampoo's empty and you're squeezing and squeezing and you can't get anything out of it, you put a little water in there, shake it up, and you got shampoo for weeks again.
Shampoo, yes. Ketchup.
Save you from going to Walmart.
Ketchup, though, that works?
Well, sure.
You get just watery tomato.
Well, you don't fill it up. You put just the less that you put in of water, the thicker that the ketchup will still be when you know, but it's going to make it down to the spout.
I never would have thought of that.
And you can put, you know, make it watery if you want. You'll have ketchup to last you up the wazoo from an empty bottle. Kind of neat.
If you ever go shopping at Costco like my wife does, we have ketchup up the wazoo.
Well, yeah, a box of ketchup.
We have, like, a lot of ketchup.
Well, we did that last time, had probably three things of big bottles of ketchup that were huge, but we were down to the last one. The bottle was basically empty. You couldn't get anything else out of it unless you like took scissors and cut it and then wiped your burger inside.
There's the second tip. Get your scissors out and wipe your burger.
Well, I do that a lot with honey because you don't want to put water in the honey thing. I cut the honey bottles. They're usually plastic.
Yes.
Like a lot of them are, Billy B and stuff like that. I cut them really low and then I got, you know, lots of honey for the next, at least for that breakfast or whatever.
Sure. And this tip brought to you by Billy B Honey.
Billy B honey, spreadable and liquid.
Edible.
The incredible edible egg. Let me move on to dish soap for cutting grease. Come in from fixing something on the car, you got oil grease on your hands or something like that, you know, it's very, very difficult to come off. You go in the bathroom and you're scrubbing and scrubbing, scrubbing with soap. If you go to the kitchen and get out the Palmolive or whatever it is, it's very strong grease cutting formula for the dishes. And a little dab of that and wash your hands with, and this stuff comes right off. Because soap won't do the same thing.
No, it doesn't. It's more of a dirt freeing thing than it is a grease cutting thing.
Yeah, it doesn't have that grease cutting formula in it. And so dish soap is great for that.
There are specific soaps out there that that like they sell them to garages and stuff. That they
yeah, have. If somebody's doing that all the time, I imagine they're going to have stuff around, especially like the orange. There's different things that you, it's like a pasty stuff and you can clean your hands with it and, you know, then wash them after whatever, but it takes the grease right off, of course. But I mean, for the average guy that's out, maybe out in his garage or got grease on his hands from something.
Right.
You can just clean it off really quick. And by the way, if you're really in a bind for that shampoo, you know, you've been sticking water in the bottle for 2 days and now it's really empty and you don't have any dish soap.
Wash your hair with dish soap?
Yeah, I think dish soap is a little bit better for your hair than actual soap. Don't ask me why, but I've used them as like a kid or something like that. I haven't for years and years, but if I was in a jam, I would.
But what if you ran out of jam?
Ooh, hot
no,
water.
I'm just kidding. So that can be very good for your hair, though. If it cuts grease like that, your hair just dry right out.
Yeah. Well, we don't have much hair anyway.
But, no, we don't.
Yeah, no, it's not great for your hair, but I mean, if you want to clean it and it not to be greasy and oily or who knows what, just a quick fix.
Quick fix. That's what we're here for. Quick fixes.
Here's a cool tip. If you're traveling and, you know, you're worried at all about carrying money on you, I mean, I'm sure you'll have some in your pockets, but a money belt. You know what a money belt is? You ever have a money belt? I actually have a money belt. It's like a regular belt, leather belt, but on the inside is a small zipper. You would never know, you know, nothing sticks out or anything, but it's in between the pieces of leather or the back of the belt and the front of the belt. It's just, there's space in there and you can just slide in some bills or whatever. It's kind of neat.
So it's like a safety place.
Yeah.
It's not like if you go shopping, you would stick your money in there.
No, definitely not.
Right.
I mean, if you're wearing a belt, obviously you have pants with pockets, you know. You don't right. usually have a belt on with your jogging pants or anything, you know what I mean? Or your underwears. Or wear your underwear to the shopping mall for that matter. But yeah, if you have the belt on and, you know, you could empty out your pockets for somebody that's robbing you if you want, you know, pull your cloth right out of the pockets and show you have nothing, but the belt will have some money in it.
Sure. So if you're getting mugged, they don't get your cash.
Yeah. Until the muggers listen to this show.
The muggers are listening to the Jabbercast.
And you were telling me something about a little energy saving tip, actually, with the computers.
Yes, I was. This is the computer tip, and this has to do with screen saver mode, I guess you'd say, depending on what kind of computer you use.
Or better yet, shutting the monitor right off.
Shut your monitor off when you're not using it.
Yeah, I actually just hit the button and shut it right off.
Sure. That way it's not drawing any energy at all.
Your monitor draws more electricity than the actual tower will.
Yes, it will, for the most part, on a more consistent basis. Like, over a long period of time, a monitor will draw X amount of voltage, whereas a computer, it will, you know, there's times when it's peaking as well.
That draws so much on the computer itself will be the hard drive spinning.
Right.
And usually you can go in and set that to stop spinning if it's not being used for a certain time.
That's right. That's like a built-in thing for most laptops.
Right, yeah.
So
usually when you run in your battery, you have your screen go black, or I don't know if you could. I don't think the power shuts off to the screen, would it, in any way?
No.
I'm sure there's power, still runs, but it just goes black. Save your battery.
It's all in
your hard drive.
I think so. So, yeah, turn your monitor off if you're not using it. You're like your desktop,
right?
Computer workstation.
Yeah, you can hit the button and shut it right off.
Same with your eMac, though.
Well, no.
Your eMac is the same as a laptop, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I can't just shut my monitor off on that.
Right. Neither can I. What am I thinking?
No, you can't either. All in one.
Right.
We better switch to PC.
Or get a quad Duo 2.
Yeah, what are they called now? HD. 264. Hey.
Mac Pro.
What? Oh, okay. How about a nice little tip here? Wintertime snack. A cup of hot cocoa with a teaspoon of peanut butter in it. That's a cool tip trick.
You're making me sick.
It's pretty tricky. You don't like peanut butter?
Yes.
You like cocoa?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
And what happened?
It's like peanut butter and chocolate.
Right.
They go together.
Reese's.
What?
Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, friends call me that.
Mac Pro and Reese's. Reese's the Mac Pro, otherwise known as Big JD.
Hey, live. Well, it's just a little tip for a wintertime snack.
This is the recipe show now.
It's the recipe show.
Got a computer show, a recipe show. Any tips and tricks related to knitting or sewing? Any sewing tips?
Yeah. Don't get your finger caught in the needle.
Have you done that?
No.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. It sucks.
On a machine?
Yeah, on an industrial machine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did that. That's right.
A couple of times. One, I think, was a forefinger. One time was a thumb.
Four fingers at once?
Four finger, index finger, I should say. Yeah. and once on my thumb. Yeah, needle right in the middle of it.
In the middle of the thumb, right in, all the way through?
Yeah.
Wow. So what did you do? You don't do anything. You can't sew it. You can't. What do you do?
No, in both instances, it breaks the needle because your finger basically jams up the mechanism to go the other way. So
I don't like that.
No.
No. I don't even want to talk about that.
It's similar to getting your pinky impaled with a glass.
Yeah, I still have issues with that. My nail's getting worse, and it's nails actually cracked now down low here, across there. I think glass is trying to push out the nail or something.
Right.
There's still something in there, and it's really weird, and it hurts. That's the worst part about it, is it hurts.
Does it keep you awake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, severely. I have to take heavy, heavy tranquilizers for this. You're a guitar player?
Well, I guess you could say so, yeah.
So?
All right, I'm a guitar player. You got any tips for guitar players?
I don't know, do you? What if you're a young guitar player, maybe starting out, and maybe your parents don't even like you playing guitar, or it's noisy in the bed, in your room all the time or whatever, and you can't go ask them to buy you stuff for your guitar and that because they don't really condone it. What would you do if you needed picks? Got your mother's credit card up. I guess you're not going to cut any credit cards up because where are you going to find a credit card?
But your mother's purse.
Little tip. Yeah, sure. She doesn't need it anyways. If she's not going to buy you guitar stuff, then she shouldn't have it.
Is that what you're saying? Use a credit card for a pick?
Cut the corner off it. You could use it for a pick. Or if you were in a jam, you could still cut it off and still use the credit card. What if you were in a jam, needed a pick really bad, like a nice plastic pick of some kind?
If I was going to give a tip to guitar players to avoid that situation, learn to play with your fingers.
What if you didn't have fingers?
Well,
credit card ain't going to help you either then.
Use a pick on your thumb. Because I know a guy, Kenny Lozon in Belver, he worked at Siemens, and he was a guitar player, pretty good guitar player too, big Ted Nugent fan. And could sing really good too, and he had all four of his fingers chopped off. So,
wow.
But he still had his thumb, so that's what he used to.
And then he just still plays.
Still plays. Doesn't play a lot of lead type stuff, so it's just not as precise, with your thumb kind of thing.
Yeah. Too intricate on the finger picking with the right hand.
Yeah, so he plays chords and stuff. Good thing it wasn't his left hand, because then you don't play guitar. Play the theremin or something.
You lose all your fingers and everything, and you have to just play in a Ramon cover band or something. There's only like three chords. You'd hit it with your stub. Here's a little tip for you, a little fun food tip. See if I can redeem myself there after the hot chocolate thing, but peanut butter hot chocolate? Tasty. I don't know if anybody's done this or if you've done this before, is you buy red grapes, seedless red grapes, so you wouldn't want to do it with seeds. I've done it with seeds, and it's just a pain in the ass. Seedless red grapes, and take them a bunch off the vine or whatever that, when you buy them or whatever, and put them in a bowl or a Tupperware or something, put them in the freezer and freeze them. Oh, and they're exquisite. Way more juicy than if they're not frozen. They like melt in your mouth, and there's so much juice. It's neat.
So you eat them while they're frozen?
Oh, yeah. Frozen, and you eat them like a snack like that. Frozen red seedless grapes, and they're incredible. You'll never want them any other way.
I'll never want them
any other
way. Yeah,
they're not hard like an ice cube that you can't bite them.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of sink right into them and bite them, though, and they still, you can bite a chunk off. Like, it's, not frozen solid, but they're frozen. It's really neat.
So you can bite a piece off?
Sure.
And it won't be, all smushy in your hand
that. No, it's all still frozen, but it's not frozen solid like an ice cube where you can't bite it. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of something that would compare to, or if anybody's ever bought frozen fruit before. But the funny thing is, most frozen fruit, a lot of it freezes, pretty solid, you can't really bite it. A lot of fruit does, but grapes don't freeze solid like that.
Okay, sure.
Pineapple, for that matter, won't freeze. I think it's because of their water content or something. I don't know. Pineapple doesn't freeze too solid either.
And how long does it take for a grape to freeze?
I'm not sure about that. I usually forget I even did it. A couple days later, it's like, oh, I got frozen grapes. Awesome. But I mean, I don't know. I imagine a couple hours you have them in there and it'll be frozen.
Nice.
Kind of neat.
Yeah. Jabber, pull. Loose, lips, sink, ships.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Okay.
Kind of simple, but kind of goes hand in hand with our tips, tricks, and remedy show.
Sure does.
And it doesn't only pertain to something, a physical material good or anything. I think it can pertain to anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, I can give you an example.
Yeah, give me an example.
Like a law. So people are trying to change laws. So
exactly.
People say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Or like a company policy or some people who are...
Yeah.
People want to just add layers of bureaucracy onto stuff, or they want to just have their own footprint somewhere. So they, you know, people with too much power grubbing ability, you know, they want to make something their own. So they do something to it. And the comeback would be, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's one thing I can think of. But if you're to take that in a literal sense, like let's say your car, if your car's working, isn't working great, don't fix it. A computer like would be another good thing.
I guess that saying kind of boils down to leave well alone.
Leave well enough alone. Yes.
Yeah.
Computer's another good example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of guys who just love just
yeah.
maxing their computer out, clocking
Just to cosmetically put a side panel on,
sure.
or get
neon
inside
lights.
And play around with stuff or whatever, and monkey around with things and change the drives and change this, change that when you know, you probably shouldn't or don't have to.
Sure. So that's this week's Jabber quote.
Brought to us by
Steve and Larry. Steve and Larry.
Any more tips and tricks this week?
I think we have one more. I had a couple in my head, but I can't even think what they were. I'm glad you got this.
This was a test of the emergency broadcast system. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been informed of when and where to get a hold of
your local
Big JD and Lippo, which you can do at when, where, who, how.
Hear me out at thejabbercast.com. That's our email address. If you want to get a hold of us, give us an idea for a show or something you want to say to us about a past show, or you just want to give us your 2 cents, that's here as in here, H-E-A-R, me out at thejabbercast.com. And you can check out the Jabbercast website at thejabbercast.com. And we got all the shows there, but we prefer if you subscribe. That way you can get a Jabbercast a week and not miss it if you don't think about it.
Sure, right from the iTunes Music Store. And also, you can get on the show live anytime we actually record the show. And you can do that through Skype, MSN, iChat, AOL's AIM, and our username is thejabbercast.
All those things.
And as well, we have something set up that's really easy for you to leave us a message. Right on the website, we have a little audio recorder, My Chingo audio recorder. You can leave us a message right there, some kind of an opinion or a show topic, anything you want.
Sure. Flame us. Tell us what
Flame
you don't.
Us?
Yeah. Tell us what you don't like. You guys suck. Or you guys are great.
You guys are awesome.
No stalking, please.
Well, Christmas is coming.
Yeah. Christmas stocking's all right, but actual stocking, no. I have a tip concerning musty drawers. Dry your body before you put your clothes on. No. If you have that musty smell in a closet or in a drawer or some other confined area where air doesn't move around quite freely enough, but if you have a hamper, you could actually do this too. You take a stick of deodorant, take the lid off. It should be something, a smell that you like. There's, you know, everything from
baby. Yeah, put a smell that I hate inside my drawers.
Like a baby powder or...
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
But Old Spice, I say nay.
I don't mind Old Spice.
I don't mind it, but do I want that on...
It's Brute I wouldn't want, or High Karate.
High Karate, do they still sell that?
I don't know. I imagine you can get it on eBay. It's probably expensive now, High Karate. And I think, I'm not sure, 100% sure about High Karate, but the Brute actually, I think, had deodorant too. Brute deodorant.
Oh, they had everything.
I think they had soap on a rope.
Yeah, they had
used
it
to get
all.
Them every year. Soap, remember that? Soap on a rope?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Hanging right in the shower.
Hanging in the shower, yeah.
Cool, man.
What an idea.
Yeah.
Do you remember the High Karate commercials?
Yeah. Yeah. Slap. And
the
thanks.
Slap.
I needed that. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I used to have that when I was young. I was like my first deodorant stuff. My dad wore Brute all the time when I was a kid. That was a big thing, Brute.
But that was High Karate. The slap.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, but I mean Brute and High Karate. I'm just talking about
sure.
as far as those old colognes are concerned.
Hygiene products.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you use your deodorant or use this deodorant. It's something like baking powder in a refrigerator, but
oh,
different.
Yeah.
This is a masking.
Something like that, but nothing like it.
Right.
It's
different.
So. I got a nice little story about deodorant as far as getting rid of odors.
Smell me about it.
And I don't know if I actually told you this before. I think I might. I thought something makes me think that I mentioned this on a show before, but I had a puppy piss on a leather vest of mine before. And no matter what I did or used, it was on a small area on the leather vest, not the whole vest, you know, and I couldn't get rid of the smell no matter what I did, and just don't even know why I did it. I rubbed Menin Speed Stick all over it. Never smelled it again. It was awesome. Wore it for years after. Took the scent right out of dog piss.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
That is very neat.
So when they say about it, you know, doing that, that's kind of neat, actually.
So it didn't...
I actually should have used that on those old antique suitcases. I went through a whole rigmarole of stuff, and it worked out pretty good. I did the vinegar, I did the baking soda, I did soap bars, and I did potpourri, and it came out nice on the old antique suitcases that are a little musty. Mm-hmm. But if I'd have done that stuff and you know, even wiped it in there, kind of, it gets rid of odor like crazy.
So the Menin didn't discolor the leather at all?
No. Didn't do anything. Didn't hurt anything. Nothing at all. And, it was already to begin with like an older leather vest, really cool with lace up the side. Not, you know, wore it back in the rock and roll days.
Sure.
No, just got rid of the smell though. It was cool.
Nice.
It was a great idea. So there's another tip and a tip, as we like to say, especially on the tip and a tip show, the tip show, tips and tricks and remedies.
Do you want to tell our listeners about our other podcast?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Never mind.
It's the Easy Mac Podcast, easymacpodcast.com. Where we tell you how to do different multimedia projects on your Macintosh the easy way.
Also, I have another podcast called Border City Radio.
Right.
It features bands from in and around the Windsor, Ontario area. And you can find that at www.bordercityradio.com.
And he produces Harry's Philosophy Corner.
The Philosophy's Corner, which you can find at harrysphilosophy.com. That's my dad. But he's had a few people thank him for doing it.
Yeah, like you mentioned that, I think, maybe the last show or something like that, I think.
He gets regular people steady calling him, or emailing, I should say.
That's really cool.
Way more than we get.
Yeah, we get nothing. What do we, chop liver?
What about next week's show?
Next week's show.
That's what it was.
Oh, okay, yeah. Next week's show, you had a great topic idea. Yes, okay. I did. I forget what it was.
It's old friends and where are they now?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So we're going to discuss...
I don't know where my old friends are. All my old friends are still my friends now. I don't know.
We're lucky guys then. But you must see people out on the street or at a concert or...
Oh, yeah. I can come up with some things that... Yeah. Yeah. Especially being in the rock band for 15 years and seeing people at shows and stuff. And then you see them once in a while now. I've had people... I was in the hospital with my finger all messed up from the glass and everything and some... A black girl comes up to me and says, "Oh, aren't you so and so from such and such a band and Wicked Angel?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She was carried on a conversation with me for probably 15 minutes. She was at the hospital for something too, and I have no idea who she is. Most people I don't remember, but it's not because I, you know,
it's because you're a star.
No, nothing like that. I just so many people, man. I can't
local celebrity,
everybody.
Big JD.
It's hard to remember everybody.
No,
I can't remember half the stuff I did. Sometimes people. Tell you, you know, oh, you remember this, remember that? Nope.
So, but when you were in Wicked Angel, you pretty much straight, you didn't drink or...
Yeah, no, I didn't drink, didn't do drugs or anything, and I can't remember anything. Imagine if I did that. We went to some crazy parties too,
you
man.
You make me feel a people lot better.
People couldn't believe that we didn't do any of that stuff just by the way we looked and the kind of music we played and stuff. WickedAngel.ca.
You make me feel a lot better. I'm sure you make a lot of other rockers feel better, too.
Oh, I could make you feel a lot better off the air.
Because there's a lot of stuff that I don't remember. Especially music-related stuff. You know, I forgot more songs than...
Oh, I can remember the songs when we had to play them.
We were actually working on them.
Yeah, when we were working on them. I don't remember anything unless somebody brings it up, especially about grade school and things like that. Grade school and high school and everything. I can't remember anything.
My wife will feel a lot better about that. She feels like she should remember some of that stuff because I do remember some things and I bring up these events that I recall and she'll be like, is there something wrong with me?
I'd really have to sit and think hard about just things. And it's like I don't have time to do that even. That's probably half of it. And then the other thing is that people mention, remember when we did this or we used to do that or whatever, or I'll look at something on a videotape that, I'd film and record and tape and even cassette tape, audio, everything. That went on. I got tapes of stuff that you didn't make your head spin. I had a recorder in my hand constantly ever since I was a kid. I got so much stuff recorded, it's a joke.
Oh, so that's
everything
why
from when I was like two singing with my grandmother up from reel to reels and everything.
Right.
Ran in the family back then, I guess. But, and some, I hear or see some of that stuff and it's like, I never even would have thought of that again if I didn't hear it or something again or somebody didn't say something. So,
good thing you were walking around with that recorder.
Good thing.
Because that's cool that you have that little audio clip of you singing to your grandmother when you're like whatever, how old you were.
Yeah, singing with my grandmother.
Preschool.
Oh, geez. I don't know how old I was. Maybe probably three tops.
And what was the tune you were singing? Was it a Christmas song or something?
No, it was... I don't know if it's called Kitty Car or Little Man or Little Man, You Had a Busy Day. Little Man, You're Crying. I Know Why You're Blue. That old song. I don't know. It's got to be old if I was singing it back then and it was a... Yeah, it's pretty funny.
So we're going to be talking about old friends. And where are they now?
Tune in next week for the Old Friends Show.
Okay.
Have a great one.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye now.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.